Fesco and Dusty. Dusty Likens, Mac Morey with you for the rest of the afternoon. Bob's at his daughter's graduation, so shout out to Lil Fesco on accomplishing another level of school.
Shout out.
Do you remember your graduation day? Like, do you remember driving to school or driving to the event or whatever?
Middle school, no. High school, yes.
Yeah, high school for sure.
We didn't
have a middle school graduation.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. You didn't, yeah.
Yeah, we didn't do any of that.
Well, obviously, it wasn't a big deal because I don't remember mine.
Yeah. No, high school for sure, I remember. We almost died on the way there.
Jeez.
Yeah. Guy wasn't watching the road, got on the on-ramp, got in the highway semi-truck.
Whoa.
That's almost a story on the news.
Damn, that's scary.
And then a bird crapped on my head right before I walked in. True story.
Yeah, because y'all had your graduation at, like, where'd you say
Municipal Auditorium.
Yeah, damn.
Yeah, I don't know. I think they do it now at the Independence Event Center or whatever it's called now.
Okay.
That's where they do it now. But, yeah, we had a Municipal Auditorium at 10 o'clock in the morning. It was tough. Yeah, get your camera on.
Yeah, trying to center this beautiful face.
So you have had something that's kind of, like, grinded your gears for a while this week because you really want to see Mahomes get back to his groove. And that groove is the fact that his number one weapon is his arm being explosive down the field at a successful rate. And you and I kind of collabed. I heard Cody saying something yesterday about it on Cody and Gold about Xavier Worthy's average route, like throwing route, was like 9 yards.
His yards per target, I believe.
Yeah, yards per target were like 9 yards. That's a little bit of an issue.
Yeah.
That's a bit of an issue with the Chiefs and what they drafted Xavier Worthy with a 4.2 140.
Don't think that would crack the top 20.
No.
For reference, Alec Pierce leads the league, I think, with over 11 yards per target. 2 yards is a lot, big difference. If you're not in double digits for a guy like Xavier Worthy, and there are reasons for why that happened, right? Injuries, change of role, he's a rookie, all those things. But, you know, 16 targets that were deep, quote-unquote deep targets, which is 20 or more air yards to Xavier Worthy, only 3 of those were receptions. So that's both on Xavier and that's on our guy, Patrick Mahomes. And as you mentioned, his arm is his biggest weapon. He's the most skilled quarterback we may have ever seen.
Right.
And so you've got to get him back in his bag in that way. And I think there are reasons for why it happened, as we mentioned, but it is extremely important that this offense become explosive again.
To be fair, in back-to-back years, he's had a rookie wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
Now we do know that Rice and maybe a little bit of Xavier Worthy have kind of bucked that trend of Andy Reid drafting a rookie wide receiver and giving them kind of the keys to the road. Obviously, Jerry Maclin in Philadelphia and DeSean Jackson were kind of exceptions as well.
Yep.
Still weren't like, you know, over the world moonshot like Justin Jefferson type of guys, right? But they weren't sort of that drafted person. Like, I don't think Maclin was coming to a franchise to be the savior wide receiver like Justin Jefferson was. But Rashee Rice and Xavier Worthy, both roles were extended quite a bit more than we ever saw Tyreek Hill, at least in my – I mean, I know Tyreek Hill had the explosiveness downfield, and one thing that we always hated was the fact that we'd see the still shot of Alex Smith getting ready to release a check down pass, and Tyreek Hill's up here holding his hand in the air. You're like, just one time.
Yeah, just let him go. Let him go. Last season, he finally started to.
And you look at last year, too. Injuries. The year before, you had just all of the debacle at wide receiver. You had, you know, Rashee Rice wasn't going to be the guy he was his rookie year until he was forced to Andy Reid's hand, right? Andy Reid likes to play rookie receivers close to the chest. I've got this, this, and this, but I'm not going to expose my hand until I've got it confirmed that I know it's, you know, the nuts. It's the winner. And I think in both situations, I think both came with anomaly of a situation, right? The year before, Kadarius Toney couldn't do anything. Sky Moore was a failed product. And everybody's double covering Travis Kelce.
Yeah,
so
like
we've
MVS.
Got to use, yeah. And MVS couldn't catch anything except for the clutching catch against the Baltimore Ravens. But you had to use something. And Rashee Rice was like, hey, man, you can trust me. And it was little by little by little by little until eventually it was like, all right, that guy's going to be a real one. Fast forward to year 2 for Rashee Rice. He was getting ready to go off to be like Nico Collins is to CJ Stroud. They were identical at the beginning of the season with yards after catch and total yards. I think Rice at one point was 3rd in the league. Nico was number 1. You have Rice that goes out, Hollywood Brown that goes out. You still kind of have Sky Moore.
No.
Eventually goes on the IR and he's out for the rest of the season. And it's like, all right, Rook, here's what we did last year with Rashee Rice. And at the beginning, there were some territorial boundary issues with Xavier Worthy.
Yeah, he didn't have sideline awareness.
You could throw some of that on Mahomes,
for
you could
sure.
But you could throw a lot of that on Xavier Worthy. And then it's like, hey, instead of maybe trying to go home run with you, let's try to build your confidence up and use your speed. In fact, I think Xavier Worthy's first touchdown in the first game of the season was a jet sweep right up the middle against Baltimore.
It was.
Right?
And it was awesome.
You could, fantastic.
So
and
fast.
You could use that however way you wanted to use that. And then you could start using him in drag routes and kind of, you know, maybe soften over the top. But then as we saw throughout the year, the guy with the arm, with the experience, had kind of lost a step because
lost
he hadn't been
touch.
Throwing a lot, right? He put his driver in the bag, was hitting 3-wood and hybrid off the tee box. Well, then he got to a hole where he had to hit it 565 yards on a par 5. You got to get down there. You need that driver. And he was slicing the driver because he wasn't using it as much. That's what we saw. But you also think about it in this regard. You drafted a guy with 4.21 speed. I think we're going to see your wish come true next year if, in fact, you do have a healthy Rice, a healthy Hollywood, right? Because Hollywood should be running the routes that Xavier Worthy was running last year, this year.
Yes, he's going to be great in that intermediate world.
Right, and then that's where you get Xavier over the top.
Yep.
And maybe getting more in tune to it and getting that more desire and fire to kick those tires deep, you might see that completion percentage rise.
He was 13th as far as pass attempts on these passes out of 33 quarterbacks. So he did get the reps. Like, he was throwing these balls. So
right.
I just think, like you said, the touch wasn't there. Catchable ball percentage of 50%, that's 25 out of 33. So a lot of this, I do believe, is on Patrick Mahomes. But you're right, like, get Rashee Rice back there, who was the number one yak guy in the NFL before he got injured, above Deebo Samuel, above Jamar Chase. Now, obviously, Jamar would have surpassed him with the Triple Crown year that he had, but that's what we're talking about. He's a top two, top three yak guy in the league. What does that open up? Everyone's got to suck in. Everyone's got to go close to the box because they're worried about him making a 20-yard catch out of a 4-yard screen pass. All of a sudden, Xavier Worthy and Hollywood Brown are right past, and you're like, wait, what just happened? So I think there are reasons to believe that this gets back on track. But I just want to emphasize, I mean, you look at the Bills, you look at the Ravens, I think those are the two biggest contenders in the AFC. If you want to extend that out to maybe the Houston Texans, all three of those teams have not just the ability, the capability, but they have the propensity. They are going to get explosive plays on you. And the Chiefs are going to have to be able to answer to that. And I think it's not in the explosive run game either, because you see the Bills, they have explosive runs, a run of over 15 yards. The Ravens, that's a lot of what their explosive plays are. We know that's not the Chiefs. They're not going to get big run plays. That's okay. It's got to come through the passing game, and they have the guy to do it, and they have the weapons now to do it. So let's see what happens.
I think the fortunate / unfortunate thing about the Chiefs' offensive weapons is that they all have to be together for the product to work.
I agree.
I think that sounds confusing, but you need the yak guy and Rashee Rice to let Kelce go underneath that.
Yep.
Plus you need Hollywood Brown to be the kind of out route, the kind of, you know, the wheel outside, the bubble screen guy for Xavier Worthy to be over the top. If one guy's out, it faults the entire system. That's why I don't really put any blame or emphasis on Matt Nagy. And I know that's the easy guy to blame, as the text line will say that. And, you know, Twitter world will say it's Nagy. But again, you look at the last two seasons of what this offense has dealt with. Bunch of drops and no trust. And you had a rookie to be your leader at receiver. And aging Kelce as well. And then last year, you lose your number one wide receiver, and maybe your you definitely lost your number two wide receiver in Hollywood Brown. Now,
and your number one running back.
No doubt. And again, you're doing all this with question mark at left tackle and left guard. And this year, that's another big factor is that's why football is so hard. Because in order to keep the product oiled and going, everybody's got to be there. And I know that might sound obvious, but you've got to have the trust in your left tackle. You've got to have your trust in your receiver to know where the out of bounds is. And you got to have your trust in your quarterback that he's going to put it there. And all you got to do is look up and there's a little pigskin dropping in right into the basket.
Yeah, because I watched, you know, just nerd Mac out here, 5-minute clip of all of his passes from the clean pocket on deep balls. A lot of those are just errant throws. Now, as you said, Xavier Worthy not knowing is that on the field. Maybe a drop here or there happens, but 7 for 33 on deep balls with a clean pocket. So the text line telling me it's the offensive line. No, these are just looking at, hey, he had time here. How was the throw? I do have issues, or I do have concerns as well, though, with the offensive line, as you mentioned. I don't know. We're changing a little bit, but how do you feel? Like, talk about deep balls. It is going to take that left side of the line. I mean, how do you feel right now?
I mean, to steal the bit from one word, I'm just kind of like out there, because if it does work with Josh Simmons and he is that guy that can patch that up, even if it's just for one more second.
Oh, that'd be
that massive. Gives the feet to set, that yep. gives the vision to lock, and the arm to release. And if you can do all of that because of one extra second, like, you will see that Mahomes sort of MVP season. He'll have the trust. He knows his targets. He knows his guys. Year three of Rashee Rice. Year two of Xavier Worthy. Year 37 of Travis Kelce. You know, and then Juju's out there as a veteran as well.
And they got this rookie, Jalen Royals.
Yeah. Does Royals play more snaps than Juju by the midway through the season?
I think so.
Would be a success if that's the case. Would be
huge.
Detrimental, I think, if Juju's still taking more snaps than Royals by the midseason. Means either somebody didn't get it,
yeah.
or Juju's shown some sort of anomaly of a season, like, hey, I'm going out one more time
to try
to get one more bag before it ends. So, in case you missed it, they announced the Hard Knocks schedule last week or yesterday. Going to do the AFC East, right? That's the preseason. Bills, Dolphins, Patriots, Jets.
Yep.
About one team, maybe two teams of interest. There's some divas and rock stars on Miami, but the Bills are there. Also, if you didn't notice, the Buffalo Bills got a Christmas movie. Okay. Also, Josh Allen won the MVP. I have never seen more hype or glazing for a team that has accomplished so little get proclaimed to be so much. Now, the analogy in my world, and I tweeted this yesterday, the Buffalo Bills are Aldi. I got no problem with Aldi.
Aldi's good.
I like Aldi.
Yeah.
Right? Everybody knows what you get when you go there. Mm-hmm. It's a place where you get a few things that you don't get other places because they're cheaper and you can trust them. Great produce. You bring your own bag. You have a quarter to get your shopping cart, or somebody gives you the quarter. Everybody's kind of in tune with what Aldi is. It's not a knock on the brand. It's a good place. It's got good stuff. It's not Target. It's not Hy-Vee. It's not Price Chopper. It's not Costco. The Chiefs are Costco, right? The Bills are Aldi. The Chiefs are Costco. I can go to Costco. I can get a mattress. I can get a s'more set. And I can get macaroni and cheese. I can't get a mattress at Aldi.
No.
I can't go that far. The Chiefs can take me as far as I want to go because I've been there. I've done it. I can buy in bulk. I get a lot of wins there. Not a lot of losses at Costco. Aldi, I might try their Aldi brand pizza. Meh. But everybody likes to gas up Aldi like it's the only place they go. Everybody gasses up the Bills as if they're this team that has proven a bunch of stuff. Mac, what are the Bills won? I mean, the Ravens don't even get this.
No. The Ravens get like the opposite of this.
The Detroit Lions don't get this.
No.
And yet here's Buffalo every year seemingly losing to the playoffs, whether it's to Burrow and the Bengals, whether it's to Mahomes and the Chiefs. Yet here we are putting the Bills on a Hallmark movie. We're putting the Bills on Hard Knocks. We're putting the Bills right in front of your face. Because I still believe that Lamar Jackson should have won the MVP last year. I think that's a true, honest fact. I think that there was fatigue in voting, and it just felt like this was Josh Allen's time. Who was feeling that besides the league wanting this to happen? Like, it seems like that's the way it goes. Like, I love Aldi again. I will go there for produce. I will go there for $5 sparkling white wine. I'm not going there for my ribs. I'm not going there for my meat. I'm not going there for the things that I go to Costco or Hy-Vee or Target for. That's just the way it is. They've proven they're that in that world. Aldi's Aldi. It is what it is. The Bills are who they are. They're the team that went to four Super Bowls, never won one consecutively. They're the ones that always seem to lose to Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs, but they get praised in the regular season. They're the best team. They got the quarterback. The gap is closer between Mahomes and Allen. Is it? Because he won an MVP, now he can be on that level? Oh, they sell Kraft macaroni and cheese at Aldi, just like they do at Target and at Hy-Vee. So it's kind of the same, right? It's not.
Nope.
You're a lesser product, but you get the hype that the bigger products get, and I just honestly am confused by it.
Yeah, it's consistent with the Bills. You know what you're getting. It's James Cook. It's a Sean McDermott shot, and it's Josh Allen heroics, just like Aldi. But like Costco, diversifying wins. The Chiefs could win by 40. They could come back in 13 seconds. Mahomes could throw for 500 yards. Or who knows? Chris Jones could bat Joe Burrow's pass at the end of the AFC Championship game and win in nail-biting fashion. The Chiefs can do it in every way. I do have a fear right now, though, Dusty, that with what you're saying, because it is true, the NFL, it seems like this year, they're the golden child, the Bills. They're favored in every game. They're getting the Christmas movie. We already gave Allen the MVP. I mean, what's next? It seems like they really want them to hoist the Lombardi trophy.
And that's something the league can't help them do. Super Bowl, they can't help you do that. Like, you could say the refs and the Chiefs. Like,
no, I'm not. Yeah, I'm not Bob on that.
Yeah, no. But I mean.
But I do think they want it.
They
100%. Want that because once Allen gets that Super Bowl, now you officially have the Brady Manning thing. They're trying to force it, and before it was great, but now it's four times in a row.
Right.
If it's five, that is over. It is done. They don't have a rivalry anymore. They might not now.
I would love it. I would love for the Bills to actually prove to something to me to see it.
Yeah.
Because you know what I can also get at Hy-Vee? I can get gas. The day Aldi has gas pumps, that's the day the Bills have a Super Bowl title. They are. They're the Aldi of grocery stores. Yeah. And that's not a shot.
No, Aldi's great.
It's fantastic. I got an Aldi's keychain. It has a quarter. It's a gnome. I've always got a quarter in my pocket. But you know what? I still go other places that I know win, that have proven commodities. I just thought that last year and now moving into this year, the Bills are being forced into this narrative that I don't understand why it's there. Is Josh Allen the second best quarterback in the NFL?
Yes.
Hands down, absolutely.
Yes.
Is he one of the more talented quarterbacks I've ever seen play football? Absolutely.
100%.
Are the Bills a good team? Yes, they are. But they have a very weak division, and they lose every year to the same team at the same time. So make it make sense.
I mean, and it's either the Chiefs or it's the Bengals. They've lost to the Bengals when it matters, too. I mean, Josh Allen has been unable to beat both Joe Burrow and Patrick Mahomes when it matters. Now, it's not all on Allen. It's the Bills, too, but it's a part of it.
But nobody's pushing Cincinnati.
No one's pushing. It's the last year in the stadium from the 816 as well. It all feels like it's lining up.
So you're saying the Bills win the Super Bowl?
It's what I have right now.
Who do they play in the NFC? Detroit? Who do you root for in that situation? Boy, would that be America's sweethearts. Bills versus Detroit. Yeah. Super Bowl Sunday. Somebody's really going to lose. Somebody's really going to win. I don't know who I would root for in that Super Bowl.
I don't know who I would either.
I think I would lean Buffalo.
Me too. I love Josh Allen, but if Buffalo's in it, that means they just lost. Or they just beat the Chiefs. So that means I'd probably be better and be rooting for the Lions.
Yeah, because Mahomes would then have three, Allen would have one. Then we would start seeing the glazing of the Baltimore Ravens.
Be like, well, Mahomes had the 20s. Get ready for the 30s. It's going to be Allen's decade.
Bring it on. I mean, literally, I'm down with that. I would love nothing more than more competition because rivalries in sports work just like dynasties do. If you have a hardcore rivalry in a sport, that works. I mean, look at what Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese have done.
Race, man.
Right?
Yep.
Caitlin Clark plays tonight again against Atlanta. But again, like you've seen what that one altercation did. Some people were idiots and took it to be about themselves.
That's ridiculous.
Whereas other people like us that are rational were like, you know what? These two are the future of the league that need to keep going at each other. I'm ready for rounds two, three. This is Brady and Manning. That's what I want.
Yes.
But you know what Brady and Manning did? They both won the title. Manning
beat
a little
each
later.
Other.
And they both, they beat each other in big moments.
Yes. Yes. Not regular season week 11 at home. No. Under the lights at Arrowhead with everyone screaming against you. And again, I'm not blaming those losses on Josh Allen. A lot of those losses on Josh Allen. Last year, I would blame more on Josh Allen than any of the previous three. He had the ball with time. He could have taken the lead. He didn't. Also, get a yard. Miss me with the tush push stuff.
Glazing.
Glazing can be defined pretty easily. It's simply the latest term to describe what happens when someone goes too far in showing how much they like someone or something else, to the point of being ridiculous.